Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, December wheat is 582 and a quarter, down 4. Soft December wheat is 494 and a half, down 6 and a quarter. December corn, 339 and three quarters, down 3 and a quarter. March, 351 and a half, down 3 and a half. May, 360, down 3 and a half. And July at 367 and a half, down 3. November soybeans, 981 and a quarter, down 8 and a quarter, now 8 and a half. January, 989 and a half, down 8. July, 1011 and a quarter, down 5. October soybean meal, 337.70, down 110. October soybean oil, 33.10, down 17. October live cattle, 155.27 and a half, down 107 and a half. September feeders are 229.20, down a nickel. And October lean hogs are 106.02 and a half, and they are also down 5 cents.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference is November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. We've got the latest on farmland values, and we'll spend time looking at crop insurance under the new farm bill, as well as the pending ARC-PLC decision. And we've got marketing panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. The cost is just $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's W-I-L-L-A-G.org. Joining us now with a look at the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
We got FSA numbers out, and the trade didn't make very much of a bullish argument of them, did they?
Well, they did for a while in the early hours of the daytime, and we even got a little burst right after the reopen, but it sure didn't last long after everybody sort of took into consideration. It did give us a little chance to get some November 15 beans sold above $10 this morning. We did take advantage of that, and did get our D's corn back to $3.50, and we had a few take advantage of that. But, all in all, when you look at these numbers, it does give us a little smaller production number, but it's still very big numbers, and I think that's what the trade's looking at.
So the trade will look at ending stocks based on these FS numbers as what?
Well, I mean, I think that as we look at it like that, we could see the U.S. that we could reduce the U.S. crop about 360 million in the corn if these were to come in, and we left the yields the same. But a lot of guys are thinking the USDA is a little shy on yields to start with. So that way, and if we look at that, if you take a little over a million acres of beans off, and let's just use a 50-bushel average, that's 50 million. We were over 400 on the carryout. Still leaves us over triple what we had this year for the carryout. And I think that's what the trade is looking at when it's all said and done. I think what it did do, though, is we saw what that sort of number could do to us, and we're in a trading range now until that we get to a little more production, actual production figures coming out, Dave. I think that, as we look here, the contract low has been 335 and three quarters on the corn. We're at 340. I think probably this 352 to the low of the 335 is going to be our trading range until we can get a little farther into harvest and see what's going on.
And that won't take very long. Pete Manhart mentioned this morning that harvesting's going on in central Illinois, and in selected spots we're seeing between 250 and 260 over the scale.
that is tremendous. But, you know, we are still in there's a lot of areas that haven't got going in earnest here yet. You know, we got the early round of beans out for the when they were paying premiums and, you know, what is ready. We're probably still another week or two away from a lot more beans being harvested. And the corn harvest, basically, as soon as the elevators quit paying or giving deals on drying, I think we're still another week or two away from really in earnest getting going strong in the corn markets here, so or in the field. So it's going to take a couple, 3 weeks to really get in to know what the averages are going to be across the board. There's tremendous yields out there. We just want to know if everybody's are.
So if the yields are as tremendous as we're projecting and we gain another couple, two bushels to the acre corn, another half to one bushel to the acre soybeans, what's it worth on the board?
Well, I think, you know, we have talked about that beans need to probably go down to that 950 at least, and maybe into that 930 bracket, a little lower. You know, some people are saying more than that. I'm not going to get that drastic as of yet. You know, the 320 range in the corn, maybe even a little bit lower. But, you know, those are our goals for right now.
And so then producers will look at those prices, and if they have unpriced bushels, it wasn't for delivery or whatever, and they have the storage, you're going to sit on them, right?
Every farmer intends on using every bushel of storage available to him at home at this point in time. I mean, that's just probably a given at these levels as we look at that. You know, if we don't have your extra corn sold and whatever, and we do get down to those levels, it's probably time, instead of paying commercial storage, to highly consider moving the grain. That's the time, if we're at that sort of low, as to we think about replacing with some calls.
So how long do you figure producers might have to sit on this grain before they might see something above? Because I'm figuring that for some farmers at these levels, we're below the cost of production, would have to sit on it to see something positive.
Well, I mean, that's going to all be in the case and how tight they sit on it and how soon ethanol plants are going to want some corn. Or other areas that are going to be in need of some along the way, Dave. I think that, you know, we saw today that the Secretary of Agriculture thought that we would see an increase in the renewable fuel standard, and that looked good, and we're looking at doing that. He thought that the current administration was very committed to that. That's one thing that will help, you know, keep corn moving or want to keep prying it out of farmers' hands along the way. So there's awfully good margins in the ethanol industry now, and we hope that can continue because that's the only salvation the farmers have right now.
You mentioned that you did some 15 sales of soybeans today off the FS numbers when you get that little pop before things began to turn into the red today. How aggressive should people be with their 2015 soybean sales at this point, do you think?
Well, I mean, as long as you're above $10 in there around the way, we've got some people pushed up to 50% sold for out there, just with the idea of looking at the bean acres that where the corn price is now and the corn bean ratio. We're going to see a lot more acres of beans planted in both North and South America next year, Dave, and you know, and more acres, and without bad weather, why $10 is going to be an awful good price.
Could with average crops in North and South America have us talking about something along the lines of $5 to $6 beans a year and a half from now?
God, I sure hope not, but it's possible. You know, down at those levels, then that gets you down to below cost of production on beans too, Dave, so we don't want to get in those levels.
That's why I wondered.
Yeah, well, we don't like to talk about low-cost production.
All right, Wayne. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current ticket in the marketplace, hard red winter December wheat, 584, down 2 1/4. Soft December is 494, down 6 3/4. December corn, 340, down 3. March, 352, down 3. July, 367 and 3/4, down 2 3/4. November soybeans, 981, now 980 and three quarters, down 8 3/4. January 989 and a quarter, down 8 1/4. July 10 11 and a quarter, down 5. October soybean meal, 338.30, down 5 cents. October soybean oil, 32.99, down 28. October live cattle, 155.30, down 105. October lean hogs are 106.10. They're up 2.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.